Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I was driving in today, loving the fact that 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was the never-ending weekend.
It's like the long winter's nap they talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mama and her kerchief and all of it.
Yes.
Because I was in my kerchief for most of it.
Were you?
Like pajamas and sweatpants.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's a lot of pajamas and sweatpants.
That's what I did yesterday. You know why? Because getting back from Detroit was a pain in the butt Saturday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We rewarded ourselves with just not doing anything.
You had to planes, trains, and automobiles it.
Felt like it.
You drove through the storm?
So at worst, before the other flight got canceled, it was we were going to get to Chicago, hang out, because we got rebooked on an 11:30 flight. 11:30 p.m.
P.M.?
Saturday, yes.
P.M.
All we had to do was get to Chicago. I never see that time of day ever.
Huh?
11:30?
Hmm.
And then within an hour of us leaving for the airport to go to the Detroit airport, we find out Detroit to Chicago is canceled.
Uh-oh.
With no makeup flight.
Okay. No makeup?
No. Maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, but at that point they hadn't rebooked us yet.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, wait a minute. We could drive. It's about 4 hours, 4:10. From Detroit all the way to Chicago. Like, let's do that, even though we know we're driving into a winter storm. We're Iowans. We're Midwesterners.
We're hardy.
We've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be stupid. The key is not to hit your brakes or change lanes fast, and you're usually okay.
Yeah.
It's those people who hit the damn brakes. So we started out at a pretty good clip because we're in front of the snow. And then we're at the beginning of the snow, so nothing's sticking. But then, you know, you just go.
Eventually, the 30, snow wins.
60, mm-hmm. 90 miles out, and the snow is winning, and the snow continues winning, because then the plows aren't keeping up.
Yep.
Then you're starting to see cars in the ditch. Now
yep.
people are driving slower, all of which was anticipated. And again, we had a big window of time.
Right.
But then it just, the last 90 miles.
Time stood still.
Took forever.
We were worried.
Forever.
Yeah.
But luckily, we got. It was a one-way rental, Hertz to Hertz. Check the car in. I didn't pay for the gas. Mind you, you get charged. Remember, you're like, oh, I'll fill it up at the end of my rental.
Yeah.
Didn't have time.
Okay.
Or I didn't care.
Yeah, don't care.
It cost me more for a half a tank of gas than it did to rent the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's just,
yeah.
It was worth it.
It's fine.
Then we get into the airport, and we're in the airport, and our plane the entire time was listed as on time. We get on time. It's 11:30 at night. And then something inside the plane's not working.
Stop it!
So we're sitting there, and they're replacing something. And the pilot's, you know, it's a tiny plane. He doesn't have to get on the speaker. He just looks down the aisle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Full transparency. We've got a broken part. They're looking for it. We'll get you home.
But
so we took off at maybe 1:32 in the morning, got home at 3.
Oh, boy.
I will give a tip of the hat, though. Eastern Iowa Airport. Everything was clear runway-wise. They had staff ready to go.
By that time for us, it's like, you're through it.
Yes.
Mostly.
And honestly, by that time for the Eastern Iowa Airport, that was probably the day shift coming in.
Yes. Yeah.
Not so the night shift leaving.
They're fresh and ready and, yeah, ready for you.
So, yeah. Sunday was, we left car here, so I had to do my driveway,
mm-hmm.
come get the other car, and then roaring fire. Big vat of chili.
Yep.
Football.
We had chili too.
That was Sunday.
Ah, chili
Big
Sunday.
Big vat of chili. Yes.
Huge vat of chili. Love it. Yeah, you got to stay cozy.
I've got the chili. Now, do you put sour cream in yours?
We do not.
We do not either. You have shredded cheddar cheese.
Cheddar.
Fritos.
Oh, Fritos would have been so good.
Or a soup cracker.
Yes.
I'm sorry, and soup cracker.
And more yes. things in it. It's less of a soup and more of a stew
it's
because of all of the
it's
crackers.
It's a delivery of Fritos.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
how it works.
Oh, Fritos. Now I want Fritos yeah. for the leftover chili.
But yeah, we had a great time in Detroit. We'll be talking about that for our one-shot weekends. Just
yeah.
we knew that travel coming back was going to be a little dicey, and it was more than that. Yes.
It was a lot of snow, more than, I don't know, I imagined.
Oh, we broke records. I've got that in the buzz.
It's like, okay, I guess, boom, Christmas.
Be prepared if you are traveling further south than, say, Kelowna. So Iowa City southward, winter weather advisory. Johnson County is not in it, but if you're headed to the Quad Cities or if you're headed south of Washington,
uh-huh.
that is in a winter weather advisory, and that is going to go into effect. Actually, it's already there. The purple is already there. It went into effect this morning. Anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snow from noon to midnight today. So just if you're going to stuff the wagon, just know there could be 1 to 3 inches in Iowa City today.
Okay.
Just a heads up.
Just good to know.
But another round of measurable snow coming through the state, but more for that southern tier of counties for the state of Iowa.
Okay.
That's what your Monday has in store. Whew,
a lot.
As we're still digging out from the last one.
Exactly. We've got to dig out of some Z-sleaze as well, because it's been stacking up. This weekend, we, as a Thanksgiving gift from Netflix, we got Stranger Things.
Started watching it last night.
Final season, the final chapter. And going into it, we had all of that hubbub with Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour.
Yes.
And things not going well behind the scenes. So let's circle back to that and see, you know, just a little Stranger Things roundup. Some interesting news there. Mariah Carey, this is her time of year. She is defrosted. She's here. She's in her element. The Queen of Christmas.
She's defrosted.
All I Want for Christmas Is You rakes in how much for her each year?
And it's only out for maybe 6 weeks.
Just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then she's through and she makes bank every year. I'll tell you how much she's making this year. And this poor, poor man. Right now, you know, delivery apps are prevalent and you can customize everything just the way you want it and have it delivered right to you.
Are we talking, well, yeah, everything from the DoorDashes to the yes. Uber Eats to whatever you're using.
And
Postmates.
Sometimes they get some interesting requests. There was a pizza place and this man had a very specific order. He wanted a hand-tossed pizza with triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushroom, half caramelized onion, half olives, light sauce. There was an extra note with his order. It says, yes, I know this looks insane. And you know what? You're probably like, who is this dude? I have a very pregnant wife. I am done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. Thank you and Godspeed.
I love all of that. I'm just surprised there wasn't like, and also write, you'll get through this on the box.
Yes.
Or we support you.
Something else. Yeah, you got this, man.
You got this, babe.
Hang in there. Hang in there.
Your husband's doing his best. Can you write that on the box, please?
They just kind of screenshotted the order as it came in. Like, what the heck is this order? And it's going viral right now.
Can you lay that whole order on me one more time?
Hand-tossed. Triple pepperoni.
Okay.
Extra cheese.
Okay.
Banana peppers.
Yep.
Light jalapenos.
Okay.
Half chicken.
Uh-huh.
Half mushrooms.
Okay.
Half caramelized onions.
Sure.
Half olives. Which half is going where?
I thought that's what you were telling. Like, this is just a pizza maker's nightmare. But I go, it all goes on one half.
But is it half chicken and olives? Or is it half chicken and caramelized onions?
If you use the app, it gives you a circle and you pick one side of the circle together.
I hope they selected the right side.
I hope he got it right for he and his wife's sake.
I'm terrified for all who were involved, and I hope that the order came out well.
The olives are touching the chicken, Jeff.
Hang in there,
order
man.
Order another one,
hang
Jeff.
In there. Everybody just hang in there. But what a fantastic order, ma'am.
I want
fantastic.
That pizza place to be the first thing they order after the baby's born.
I want this to be their specialty. This pizza place needs to start just making this pizza, and this is their flavor of the month.
Yeah, we'll just take the pregnant lady.
Yes. I'll have the pregnancy, please.
It's listed on the menu as the pregnancy. Perfect.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
This is just bugging me because we got into a bit of a disagreement. Last night, it was game night at my house.
What was the game?
Well, we started with hide and seek in the dark.
Oh, fun.
That was Cora's pick. Yeah, we turn off all the lights in the house, make it look like we're not there, but we're inside hiding from each other like weirdos.
Did you leave a Christmas tree on?
No, that got turned off.
So dark.
It's dark. I think the TV was on maybe or something like that. There's got to be a little ambiance.
Did Rex, your dog, understand at all what was going on?
No. He would follow me, and then he would give away my hiding spot every time. I was like, man.
Oh, she's in here.
He doesn't help you, though, when you're looking for the people. I was like, Bloodhound, find them. Find them.
Here's a shirt that has her scent.
No. He just lets people know, hey, she's over here. Thanks, Rex. Thanks. Super helpful. He was a little confused, but we only did a couple rounds of that until the older people got a little tired of it. Cora really wanted to keep playing, but we had to move on to a different game. And it was Audrey's pick. And Audrey's pick was a game that I just recently purchased this summer called Grab the Mic.
Grab the Mic.
It is a fun interactive game. It's a card game, but there's also a foam squishy microphone.
Oh, like a stress ball, but it's a microphone.
Yes, yes.
So did you actually physically grab the mic in the game?
Exactly. Yeah, you compete. Each card has a word prompt on it and a point value. So it could be something like, what? Go, quick, grab the mic.
I say, hey, what's going on?
Yes, yes. Or I would grab it and I'd say, what's love got to do, got to do? See,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of songs that it could be, but you've got to be the first person to grab the mic and you got to sing the song. That's how you get your points. And we play so fast. My daughter and I are really good at the game. So we crush my husband and he was out and we wanted to keep playing. So we just go through the cards and see how many songs we can come up with and like keep going back and forth with one word.
What word into the game?
Well, the word was baby. And she beat me fair and square. She grabbed the microphone and she sang, baby, hit me one more time.
That's not how it goes.
I was like, my darling, I love you so much, but those are not the words. She's like, yeah, they are. I'm like, no, it's hit me, baby, one more time. And we went back and forth and back. I'm like, I swear to you, I know I was there. I lived it. And finally, she kind of accepted it. But I don't think she truly believed me.
Well, I was going to. Did you go to the internet?
I went. You know, luckily, the phone is
right
there. You
are surrounded by the internet.
We didn't need to. She backed down after a while because I was like, I trust me. And then I was like, where's your dad? Dad! Dad, back me up here. Britney Spears, baby one more time, is hit me, baby, one more time.
Baby, hit me one more time.
She's like, it just makes more sense. Listen, baby, hit me one more time. Baby. But I think she just wanted it to be baby because the card said baby.
And baby's in there.
It's in there.
She just had it the wrong way.
No. Yeah. Give me a sign. Don't question me and my knowledge of Britney.
Oh, baby. Hold your nose.
Oh.
Oh, baby. How would I pay to do? She could have done that.
So close.
That would have worked.
So close.
While we're talking about, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
If you were fortunate enough to watch and then listen to the postgame of Iowa-Nebraska, you catch, and we actually always listen for the coach because we have a drinking game.
What's that?
Well, it's when he... When Coach Ferentz was brand new and he was really very poorly media trained, he would say the term no question after every single question.
He says it now.
I know, but it's not as often.
Okay.
That used to be a chug game. We were not listening for that because we actually were out of town.
But, and you're adults now.
And we're adults. We don't play silly drinking games as often. But somebody found some audio online. There was a Twitter account that just isolated about 30 seconds of the post-game interview with Coach Ferentz, primarily for the fact that, and he knew his mic was live, but that did not stop him from what he said.
The head coach needs to rest the vocal cords, it sounds like, for a day or two, but we know better. You won't be off the sideline long. So,
well, I'm not going to be doing shit this week. Pardon my French, but this next 2 days, I'm not doing shit, quite frankly. Other than eating more than I should, eating ice cream, and, you know, I'm not going to be worried about it. I'm going to let other people worry for the next couple of days.
I don't blame you. Ben and Jerry's awaits you.
Absolutely.
In
and
the freezer.
Haagen-Dazs coffee with the chips in. That's pretty good, too.
So a couple things to point out. I edited what he said.
Okay.
But I left a couple syllables at the front end so you could pick the word out twice.
You know what they were.
So that was live on the radio on Friday after Iowa destroyed Nebraska. And I get it. There's a lot of, it's the end of a season. He's been, you know, 12 intense games.
He just had a victory. He's on cloud nine.
He's happy, but he's also, it's a family holiday and he can't be home with his family. Yeah. And, you know, he's like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm doing nothing.
Nothing.
I'm having ice cream. Which got me to thinking, Claire.
What?
I feel like Coach Ferentz is asking us, you and me directly, to send him some ice cream.
If only the morning scramble would send me ice cream.
So here's what I'm proposing if you're in on this, because I need you to go halvesies.
Okay.
I have picked 10 pints.
10?
Why not? Go big.
What?
10.
10 is too many.
Says who? It's ice cream. You freeze it.
Yeah, if you have freezer space.
Well, we're going to send it to the Ferentz, the football office.
Okay. And
there's
split
a lot
up.
Of staff.
Split up. Okay. Good.
So I went to Dan and Debbie's website, which does some delivery.
Yes.
Here is what I suggest we send.
Okay. What are their top 10 flavors?
It's
going to
cost you. It's their only 10 flavors.
Okay.
Butter pecan.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream.
Of course.
Dutch chocolate.
Ooh.
Mint chocolate chip. My favorite.
My favorite.
Cookie dough. Peaches and cream.
Oh, I've had that in the summer.
Salted caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Yes.
Vanilla bean.
Got to.
And it's not quite what Coach Ferentz said, but coffee Oreo ice cream.
He's got to be happy with that.
$25 person. Yeah. It's $50 total.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're sending it to the football office. Yes. I'm going to hit send now.
Yes, do it.
Okay.
Yes.
But we need to include a note.
Okay.
Dear Coach.
Go Hawks.
Why are you so nervous?
I don't know.
Dear Coach, heard your post-game comments. Based on what you said, here is an S ton of ice cream.
Kick up your feet.
And enjoy. You deserved it.
Yes.
Love. Z102.9's The Morning Scramble, Claire and Eric. P.S. You don't know us, but we know your wife.
What an amusing postscript. That is not at all creepy.
Why is that creepy? We know Mary.
Hey, I know your wife. Hey, I watch your house sometimes. I watch it. I know your wife.
That's how, why are you reading it that way?
Because that's how he's gonna read it. That's the voice he's gonna hear when he reads it.
Yeah, watch your house sometimes.
It's called subtext, Eric, and there's tons in there. It's dripping with subtext.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, I know that it was a busy weekend, and we maybe found some time to watch Stranger Things, and maybe you're like, Eric, you were traveling, you didn't really watch it all.
We only got, so the first episode is 3 hours, right?
Okay, yes.
But it's chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
We got through hour one.
Well, there's like four episodes.
Yeah. We get the long crawl.
Yep.
First episode.
Yeah.
So you watch all the basically it's remember who these people are.
Yeah.
That's that episode.
Remember that?
That's as far as I am.
Okay.
So
I don't think
watch what you're saying.
Spoil anything. Because actually going into Stranger Things, we had reports about Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour. There was bullying and harassment on the set of Stranger Things to the point that she had to have somebody on set watching all of their takes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, going into the season 5 premiere together in a new interview, Millie says that she feels safe working with David. She said, we play father and daughter so naturally. We have a closer bond, closer than the rest, because we've had some really intense scenes together, especially season 2. David and I have a great relationship and we work really closely together in those scenes, preparing for those scenes. It makes me bring my A game every single time I see I'm on the call sheet working with him, because I know that he's going to be bringing it right back.
So is this a made up story?
Was it all fake? Was it all pretend? Because she seems to be in like major damage control.
I think it's all made up.
You think?
Because she's also using words to counter, right? Oh, I love working with them. I feel safe working with them.
Safe. So safe.
Yes.
I don't need to have anybody else on set because I feel so safe.
We're so safe when we do the safe so scenes safe. Together. They're
yeah.
safe.
Interesting. I don't know if you're to the point yet then where you get like the 80s song that's back. I hope it doesn't spoil it for you, but Tiffany, I think we're alone now.
I think we're alone now. I'm not there yet, but I can't wait for the episode that has
it. You will. I think it's the next scene. I think it's the next scene. That's the one that's like, oh, yeah, remember this blast from the past? Also, speaking of blast from the past, the Duffer Brothers cast their real-life drama teacher, her name is Hope Haynes Love, in the show. They actually have a teacher at the elementary school, and their real-life drama teacher plays the teacher at the school. Ross Duffer said that high school was a really rough time for me and my brother, and Hope saw something in us that we didn't see in ourselves, so she gave us the confidence not only to survive those 4 years, but also to move to L.A. and chase our dreams. So they wanted to say thank you.
That's a lovely opportunity.
It's a sweet gesture. Okay, it is time. She has been out now for a while. She is defrosted. The Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. And
yet
all I want for Christmas is you. It is the song of Christmas. And according to The Economist, Mariah makes more than $2.5 million a year in royalties.
On one song?
Every year on this one song. Some estimates are that it's closer to three. It's a little ironic since the song is about not wanting any materialistic things, just wanting your love. But it's kind of nice when you can make bank just one time a year. And she's got other songs, too. She's not the only one making bank on the song. It was co-written by a Russian-Brazilian music producer named Walter Affenheiser. He did a lot of work with Mariah.
That's like
90s.
Bar trivia.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that had any other influence on it. I thought it was Mariah Carey all the way.
Nope.
Thanks, Abernathy Oppenheiser. Walter Affenheiserhoff.
We'll have to give that one more run through, and I'll figure out the pronunciation of his name.
Somewhere there's a place just writing checks to Walter Affenheiserhoff.
Make sure you spell it right.
The bank won't take it. Trust me, I'm
trying. They will not. And this is so cool. A guy named Brian Scott Vinnick got a screen recording on his camera phone because he saw Brendan Fraser in real life, and he's such a fan, thinks he's a really cool guy. So he asked him if he could take a selfie, and he got this all on film since he was rolling. He not only got the selfie, but he also got a how-to on how to take the perfect selfie from Brendan Fraser.
Could I get a quick selfie?
Allow me.
Oh, thank
here's
you.
Your pen.
I'm gonna go see your settings. We're picking a timer.
Oh man, you know what to do. Yeah.
Out here.
All right.
Contour light.
We'll there you go.
Come on, man.
I trust you.
All right. Now I want y'all to look at the green light, not yourself.
Get in, guys.
Who wants in?
Thank you. Thank you.
So use a timer. Set it to contour lighting.
Contour lighting.
And then you do have to remind people not to look at the screen, but to look at the tiny dot.
Look at the green
the
light.
The camera lens.
Don't look at yourself.
Yes.
Brendan, that is fantastic. Thank you for that lesson.
He takes the phone. He's like, I know exactly where to go in your phone.
Here's
to
what
find
I'm going to do. Okay. And it was the perfect selfie. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
It's a Monday tradition with the Morning Scramble. We ask for a one photo.
We ask for a one.
Well, one photo.
All we need is a one.
Something that is a high point of the weekend. Get that posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And to show you just how easy it is, which is hard to pick one.
It is hard to pick one.
Especially when you're out of town on vacation. But I got my photo up there. Claire, yours says you had some plans that were derailed. What was the plan?
So the plan was, it is our tradition that my mom and my sisters and I get together and we do some Christmas baking. And our plan was to have it be on Sunday. But with the roads and stuff, I'm like, I don't think it's worth it for cookies. So
I beg to differ.
But we always drive to my mom's house. And I'm like,
that's a little more rural, though.
It's more rural. Yeah. It's a lot of back roads. And I was like, I think that we just kind of maybe do something different this year. So we're trying to find an alternative date and just we're not finding it. So it might just be like on our family Christmas.
You guys should Zoom bake.
We might have to. Yes. I did some baking on my own. And then the snow actually just kind of felt holly and jolly. We're putting up the Christmas decorations and it's snowing outside and it just kind of felt good. And then after on Sunday, my daughter was like, I want to go outside and play and I want to make a snowman. So we did. And we made her a snow woman.
So, how can I tell the difference?
You cannot really. My idea was to add sticks in the hair, kind of like Olaf.
Yes.
That's the hair.
Got it. Mm-hmm, looks great.
She doesn't really have a mouth, per se, but I think she's happy. The snow kind of tapers like a dress at the very end.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Looks
and
nice.
She has, I don't know, a handful of some sort of berries. So she comes bearing gifts.
And her name is?
Oh, we didn't name her.
Olafina.
Olafina.
Go for Olafina.
Olafina.
I don't know.
She's beautiful.
Best I can give you.
She's Olafina.
Well, it looks like you guys are having a great time in the snow. We were in Detroit, so we got a hockey game on Wednesday night. Then we went to the Lions-Packers game on Thursday.
Ooh.
And I dubbed this, by the way, Sportsgiving, which I'm hoping will take off, because now we might do this every Thanksgiving weekend.
Got to.
I will tell you, And I don't think it's their fault, but Michigan does not have their act together when it comes to an iClub.
That surprises me.
It's just hard. They have random game watches. It's not the same place. I think it's whoever's in charge that weekend and being a holiday weekend.
And what they like.
So we just picked a bar randomly in kind of the sports area of Detroit. And for the first half of the game, it was just us and I think the town drunk because there was a guy over there just doing shots.
Well, it was 11 a.m.
He's probably looking at us like, you guys are drunk.
You guys
me.
Have a problem.
You guys have drunk
I don't
people.
Have a problem.
So then I get a message on my Facebook app that, oh, no, they usually meet at a bar called Nemo's. It's in Corktown. I'm like, all right,
Where's Corktown?
Uber, pick us up. Take us to Corktown. We walk in. There's not a Hawkeye fan anywhere, which was fine.
Seriously?
Game was on. They did have some Big Ten memorabilia behind the bar, though, so at least we felt like we were in the right place.
Sure.
So Shannon and I did enjoy and thank both of those bars because there was a Red Wings hockey game going on. So to ask anybody to change a channel.
Yeah, would you guys mind terribly if we...
In a bar that doesn't feature the town's team, you always wonder. But everybody was very, very accommodating. So we stood out, though, because we were only people wearing Hawkeye yellow. Some Michigan fans came in a little bit later. And then Michigan State had a game actually in the same place where the Lions play on Saturday. So we saw some Michigan State fans.
Oh.
Actually, the team stayed in our hotel, which I thought was interesting.
Very.
I know. We were like when, you know, those teams come and travel through Cedar Rapids. But that was our sports giving. So we've got, you made snow women. We caught
Not men. We made women.
We caught a football game. What did you do? We would love to see those photos. Post them right now. It's One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble. Get them up on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
What'd you do this weekend before you get started on this work week that comes right after a long weekend?
It's going to be a slow Monday anyway. We got a little issue on the S-curve northbound. You're just all of that shoveling. Everybody's back probably has a little twinge to it this morning.
It's important to warm up. This is like your Monday morning calisthenics. This is your Monday morning stretch before you get too serious about work.
I also love that we're starting a month on the first day of the month. Rabbit, by the way.
Oh,
December the
1st.
Thank you. So ease in 2 cups of coffee before you even have a conversation in the office. Show off some of those photos of things you did this long weekend. Better yet, post those photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We have more dog photos, I think, in one weekend.
Per capita.
I love them.
That's...
Because a lot of it is snuggling and lounging.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some take the dog out for a walk. And I'm not a big fan of dog sweaters, but I will tell you, they are adorable.
They're so cute, especially with the little snow on the ground.
Yes.
I also like when other people's weekends can kind of inform me, because I didn't realize that there was a power outage in Coralville.
I saw, that's clarinet Sharon from the Z Marching Band. I saw her post, but what I also love is you make the best of a situation. So they just popped over to 30 Hop and...
Make it easy, right?
Write it out.
Oh, no, we can't cook at home.
Where to go?
We will have to go out.
Cold beer. Did you notice the number of photos from not here?
So many.
Some vacation.
Holiday travel.
We've got Marco Island. That's another Sharon. Beautiful picture, by the way. Sunset with the birds in the background. Then I have, and somebody was on a cruise to the Bahamas. That was Jeannie. Thank you there.
Pikes to a Peak in Phoenix.
Tell me the hiker, Stacy.
Yes. This is Pikes to a Peak.
Big 49ers fan. Do you live in Phoenix? And get a photo to us, which is awesome if you do, because I remember her posting before where she wasn't here, but it was a 49ers weekend. So I love that. Also, we have a post from Ontario, Canada.
Canada?
Yes. Joey from Ontario did a family post of their big family holiday. So we get to see all of the smiles, and they played a ton of games. Joey from Ontario, thank you for posting.
Morning Scramble worldwide.
Yeah. Joey, I saw your home country. From my hotel, I could see across the border, and I saw a Canadian flag all weekend while I was in Detroit. Go ahead.
Good reminder from Carrie. If you use the out-of-doors as your personal fridge for Thanksgiving, don't forget about some things that maybe you left out there. She forgot about the crock pot, and the crock pot had been sitting outside in the snow. Luckily, it was off.
Most people measure how much snow you get in inches. Carrie's family measures in crock pots.
Yes.
It was one crock pot tall.
It was.
Worth of snow.
Crock pot's totally buried.
Diane's photo intrigues me. I don't have a description. I see a little person, and it looks to me like they're making a movie.
Hmm.
They've got a camera, two cameras actually, beautiful lighting, and then this three-dimensional set. I would love to know a little bit more, but I just love the creativity and
that's really cool.
Yes, I don't a budding filmmaker in the works there.
If it's a school project or if it's just for the love of film,
a little bit of both.
Maybe a bit of both. Can we end though with Deb's photo of her grandson?
Is this the Hot Wheels gift?
Yes.
Okay, I got to find this 4-year-old picture.
4-year-old birthday. On
Everybody
Friday.
Needs to find this picture. Where is it? There it is. Okay.
A very cool, really big gift from Grandma and Grandpa.
Now.
And as a 4-year-old, he's excited.
4 years old, it is a 4-level high part construction set. It looks kind of a little bit like a Hot Wheels track.
This thing is like a little boy's dream.
And you can tell, like there's wrapping paper everywhere on the floor. He's getting ready to play with it. Do not look at him and do not look at the toy. Look in the background to the brother who cannot believe what was just opened in his presence.
My brother got a what?
Whoa! Hilarious. Those absolutely hilarious.
Moments that you were able to capture, those priceless moments. We love seeing what you did. Thanks for sharing your photos, your one-shot weekends.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
7:34 now. It's the morning scramble. John Deere's fourth quarter profits fell 7% for the company's CEO and the company's CEO is warning 2026 may be another tough year. John Deere closed the books on their fiscal year November 2nd. The company reports worldwide net sales dropped 12%. The biggest drop among them was in combines, tractors, and large farm equipment. That was down 17%. Are they going to move?
What?
The butter cow?
No, you can't move it.
Well, what if it provides a better butter cow experience?
How so?
Currently, at the Smithsonian, America's Museum, there is an entire display dedicated to kind of Americana. It's America's 250th birthday. And one of the topics is the state fair. So they went around the United States and collected a variety of items. They've got a big room of quilts. They have
a quilt room. What a cozy room.
You can't use them.
No naps.
You can look at them, admire them from afar. Do not touch. They've got a whole room full of canned and pickled items in jars.
That would be interesting.
Would be really cool to see that display. And one of the gemstones in this tiara that is America is the butter cow on display. They brought and made a butter cow at the Smithsonian. From and featuring the handicraft of our butter cow sculptor. The way they have it displayed, though, it is in the center of the display room, which means you could see the cow from all angles.
See, that would be incredible.
And the state,
I always wondered if you only get to see one half of it. So I'm like, does she just kind of like, here, this is the show side, and then this half, she just kind of like, you get the general idea.
There used to be a rule in doing scenery and painting on stage. If the audience can't see it, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It's not worth it. The question is now, because some state fair officials were just touring D.C. in the last couple of weeks, and they've now been inspired. And with that inspiration, will they move the butter cow? That's my question.
Oh, and if it's in the center and you can see both sides, could they have it rotating in its enclosure?
Now, remind me, because it was 3 years ago we went. The center that I remember of the main level where the butter cow is, those are the egg people. So you would move the egg people.
Sorry, egg people.
Egg on a stick. And you would put the butter cow in the middle.
Yeah.
Like you're at a big auto trade show.
But aren't...
And it's swirling and twirling.
Are there a bunch of vegetables and fruits in there too?
Yeah, you don't need those.
Yeah, just move those to the side.
Just like I do on my plate.
This side.
Just compost those.
Yeah.
Just put those in the basement. Right.
Well, but they're like size and shape and
I know, and it's important to show all of Iowa's agriculture and what we do great in our state.
Right.
But the butter cow in the middle of that building.
Ugh.
How cool would that be?
Maybe you get its own butter house.
A butter house?
A butter house.
Now I want the house made of butter.
I know.
No.
Or
wait.
It looks like butter.
It'd be a butter barn.
Butter barn.
Butter barn.
Love that.
Now I'm want a lot of toast and an English muffin and a butter bar.
Oh, with the nooks and the crannies.
Oh. It was a year ago that you and I volunteered in the stocking stuffer room as part of Waypoint Wonderland. You remember this?
This is such a fantastic event. Yes.
Waypoint, which is housed in a former YWCA, utilizes most of that building for Waypoint Wonderland. But the room we were in was like the fireplace chat room. And then their big ballroom is the shopping room. Everything is for free. It's for Waypoint clients. And these families have faced violence, housing instability, poverty, going into a holiday and they don't even know what end is up.
Just to make sure that they can give their family a Christmas in a time when it's kind of a, you know, it's hard for the family to come up with just getting by.
Anything, yeah. Right? You don't want to say we don't have Christmas this year.
No, Christmas can't be canceled for these kids.
What Waypoint does is they pack both of these rooms full of items and it is a come and grab. And in not quite yet ready for the volunteers for those rooms, they need the merchandise,
mm-hmm.
The merchandise.
Yes.
And this is where you can come in. So this is the last call out for donations for Waypoint. You got a variety of options. Do you want to do a toy drive at your office this week, for example? Are you a retail establishment that maybe has people coming in and out where you could post a tag on a tree? People could take that,
nice,
buy the gift, and then take it over to Waypoint. Or you could just make a donation, whether it's financial or an unwrapped brand new toy. You could do that as well. You have until December the 9th because they take about 2-3 days, right, to set up,
yeah,
that store, and then they just open it up. So if you would like to make any sort of donation to make sure the 350-plus kids who received gifts last year, and I would have to project a bigger crowd this year, just the way things are financially speaking,
uh-huh,
if you could make that donation. They need it by December the 9th, whether it's a new unwrapped toy, whether your office wants to do a very quick one-week toy drive, however you can help.
But let's get it done,
yeah. Reach out to Waypoint, and they will talk to you about Waypoint Wonderland.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.